Once again, justice is not served in the United States. A grand jury decided to clear a New York officer in the videotape chokehold death of Eric Garner, similar to the officer who was cleared of murder charges of Michael Brown. Protests as a result has erupted across the U.S., especially in New York and Los Angeles. In this edition of The Debate, we ask, is this race-related? Another case of police brutality, discrimination, whites against blacks, blacks' distrust for police, or a combination of all?
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. These were the last words of another African-American who was killed at the hands of police in New York City. But now it has become the slogan of protesters who are infuriated by the extent of U.S. police brutality and the injustice against people of color. A grand jury decision not to indict Pantaleo brought many Americans to streets at intolerable injustices against the black community. In New York City, the youth who were trying to get into the Rockefeller Center clashed with police. Dozens were arrested there. There were separate protests in other locations of the city, including in the Times Square and the Great Hall of the Grand Central Station. A similar demonstration was also held in Washington, D.C. Protesters in California's Los Angeles also took to the streets to condemn police brutality and racial profiling across the nation. The decision not to indict the killer cop echoed a similar ruling last month by a grand jury in Missouri, which declined to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of Michael Brown. The officers in both cases were white, while both men they killed were unarmed African Americans. These have fueled nationwide protests over race relations and excessive police force. Studies show that every 28 hours a black man is killed by police in the United States. But it seems words speak louder than actions to officials, as they only pay lip service to the issue of the U.S. police brutality.
Now that the local investigation has concluded, I'm here to announce that the Justice Department will proceed with a federal civil rights investigation into Mr. Garner's death.
When anybody in this country is not being treated equally under the law, that's a problem. And it's my job as president to help solve it.
However, activists and a family member of the victim say they have no confidence in local state prosecutions as they work hand in hand with local police. They say they'll press ahead with their protests until justice is served for the cleared white police officer.
I'm determined to get justice for my husband because he shouldn't have been killed in that way. He shouldn't have been killed in any way. He should be here celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything else with his children and his grandchildren.
It is time for a national march to deal with a national crisis. No, we're going to bring Ferguson, Cleveland, and all of New York to the nation's capital.
That's right.
To say enough is enough.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of The Debate. We have the chairman of the African People's Socialist Party, Amale Yeshitela, who joins us from Tampa. We have president of the American Institute for Foreign Policy, Michael Lane, who joins us from Washington. I'd like to welcome you both. Let me start with you, Amale Yeshitela. I watched the video again, this being about maybe the 20th time, of Eric Garner, and I watched some of the photo stills, and it was very hard to see one of those stills, and that was one of the police officers there pretty much crushing his skull against the sidewalk. I mean, this is separate from what happened in Ferguson in the sense that there's videotape footage of what occurred. What more could the U.S. justice system want? And yet they have let go of this police officer and not press any charges.
Yeah, that's a serious issue. What more could the U.S. justice system, or what more could Barack Hussein Obama want? I mean, it is clear that Eric Garner was murdered by the police. And I'm glad that you mentioned the fact that it was not simply the cop who was choking Garner that's an issue. The way they treated him with total disregard for him as a human being, the way the police put his knee in his head and was pushing his head into the cement, it's clear absolute disdain for him as an African human being. but it's traditional. And we should not act like what happened with Eric Garner or what happened with Mike Brown on August 9th is some aberration. It is a typical treatment that African people in this country have historically experienced at the hands of the United States government and its agents, including police organizations throughout this country.
Michael Lane, I don't want to make this a race-related topic with my next question, but I'm going to address it from a white man's point of view that they might say another day, another death, and a police officer is not charged.
Well, I don't think that's a fair way of putting it. Look, everybody, I think the whole world, has seen this videotape. What you see is the impression of police overreaction in a specific situation, but nothing about the tape leads you to believe that there's any racial implications about this at all. In fact, the supervising sergeant who was there supervising and directing her team for the arrest of Mr. Garner was herself an African-American, and she never told them to stop, never told them they were doing it wrong, never called them off. So there's a lot you can say about whether or not the police handled the situation right, but there's not much at all to say about race. It hasn't become apparent yet.
Do you agree with that point made by Michael Lane, Amali
Mishitella? Well, you use this term. You use this concept of race, but the reality is that African people in this country exist as a subject and colonized people, just as people in Afghanistan and Iraq who are occupied by foreign and hostile troops. Doesn't matter if Colin Powell is over the troops, we're still looking at white power. Doesn't matter if there was some supervisor in New York that was an African, it's still a hostile aggression that's coming from outside our community to brutalize people in the community who happen to be African. And so the reality is, in the United States today, that with the largest prison population in the world, some 2.3 million people locked up, if you took the Africans and Mexicans and indigenous people out of those prisons, it would be reduced by half. So you can say that, you can attempt to maintain that the situation with Garner was some isolated situation, so was the situation with Mike Brown, so was the situation with Tamir Rice, who was shot twice by cops in Ohio, in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can take all of them and say that they're simply individual incident, but the fact of the matter is that there's a historical context within which the treatment of black people have to be looked at, and you just can't go incident by incident and try to come up with a conclusion by a simple, specific incident.
Michael Lane?
Well, I agree with a lot of that, that there is a history here. The history is not always pretty. Our country is not perfect. We've made great strides in the last, forever since the beginning. We've made great strides starting with the Civil War up through today. Each, however, that doesn't necessarily overlay the facts on these three cases. Tamir Rice in Cleveland, it looks like that was just, sort of an emotionally disturbed officer who should never have been given a badge and a uniform in the first place. Again, nothing overtly racial about it. And I've already talked about the situation with New York, where there doesn't appear at this point to be anything racial about it, although I'm willing to go through the Attorney General's civil rights investigation, and I'll keep an open mind as to what they might find out during that. When you talk about Ferguson, that's an entirely different thing. I don't know why anybody is rallying around this Michael Brown flag. It's the wrong icon at the wrong time, in the wrong place, for the wrong cause, and the wrong issue. Michael Brown was a very bad guy who attacked and charged an officer even after he was shot when the officer had his gun pulled. That's about as stupid as it gets.
Amali Yeshitella.
First of all, that's untrue, everything that's been said. And secondly, the oppressor cannot say who the icon or the poster child for the oppressed should be. You can't come and kill somebody in our community and say that now you are celebrating or upholding the wrong person. You should be upholding somebody else. The fact is that the colonizer cannot make a determination of whether or not the colonizer is good or bad. The reality is that if we looked at the treatment of Mike Brown as an example of somebody being a bad guy, what we are faced with is the fact that in this country, America, that Mr. Lane wants to try and separate from his history, in fact, white people in America possessed 22 times more wealth than African people in this country. And that's even during the difficult economic times that we are confronted with. And that's really interesting, given the fact that America likes to put itself forward as a place where if hard work will be rewarded by income. And when if anybody worked harder than black people in this country, that would be a meaningful explanation. But with all the work that Africans have done against our will in this country, we should be the richest people here. Don't say that somehow we got to separate each of them and examine them separately. What about the man who was walking in his apartment in Brooklyn and just walked out the door of an apartment with his girlfriend and his child, and a police just gunned him down for no reason at all? Was he mentally disturbed as well? And if he was mentally disturbed, it seemed to me that the police department in this country have a real problem, because there are a lot of mentally disturbed white men with guns and uniforms roaming through African communities throughout this country.
Wow, I counted about four subjects here that we can talk about, from income inequality to gun control. A lot of good points.
Them.
But before we get a reaction from Michael Lane, that was very good, Amali Yeshitela. Let's listen to some of the viewer comments, and then we'll get back to some of those important points that you made there.